Eagle 98.1 is the rock station. Michelle Southern here on a Southern Comfort Sunday. And once again, in studio with me, another local artist spotlight and a group that has been very persistent in, you know, getting us the spot today on Eagle. And they are very well deserving, as you will soon hear. The band is called This Beating Heart. And in studio with me now on vocals, Chris Kelton, and guitar and drums and lots of other things, Jamie Myers. Guys, thank you so much for being in Eagle Studio today.
Thank you for having us. Yeah, we're excited.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about This Beating Heart. I mean, we were talking off air a lot about how difficult it is to, you know, finally come up with what we are about to hear in that sound. You know, how did you get started? Chris?
When I met Jamie and Ryan, there was another guitar player involved, Craig. And he had an ad out on Craigslist, and I answered that ad, and I, you know, talked to a bunch of other bands in the area, and went and met these guys, and just phenomenal musicians. They already had their music worked out, some of it had lyrics, some of it didn't, and I went in, and we just started, and I showed them what I did. I spent a bunch of time in Nashville, so my background's country, but I've always loved metal, and when I met them, I just knew that they were the right players for the type of sound we wanted to do. And so we just got together and tried to mix what I was doing with what they were doing. They were more of a, I don't know, y'all were going for like Killswitch Engaged when I met y'all.
Just a hard rock, heavy metal band, you know?
Yeah,
well, and Jamie, what about you? So you guys met on Craigslist.
Of all places, we did. Craigslist.
No, that's great, though. What's your background, Jamie?
I'd been playing music ever since I was a early teenager, you know, 13, 14 years old. I'd been playing, always, you know, was into the hard rock stuff and just enjoyed doing it. Loved playing music. Was happy to find somebody like Chris. I'd never got to play with a musician that could actually sing.
Yeah. Yeah. And Chris, you can sing too. And Jamie, what all do you play on these songs we're about to hear?
On the album, so far, I'm doing the guitar work and the drums and some of the backup vocals.
It's very impressive, too. Why don't we just get right into it, and we'll come back on the other end of the song, and you can tell me more about it. We're going to go ahead and play. All right, so we're first going to play These Walls, and this is off of your new album that is coming out called At War Within, correct?
That's right.
Yes.
All right. So let's go ahead and ramp it up. This is This Beating Heart with These Walls.
Bye.
have to say that was phenomenal when I heard it for the first time. It really is impressive stuff. And, you know, as a sound junkie myself, I know how much work goes into that. Jamie, how many hours did it take you to do that song?
Oh, I wish I could keep count of how many hours.
If you were getting paid by the hour, it'd be better, huh?
I would be rich.
Well, and you were, how much did you contribute to what we just heard in that song?
Well, I pretty much did all of the recording at home studio. Lots of time and a lot of trial and error.
Yeah. And you were on drums and guitar?
The drums and the guitar, yes.
And a little bit of harmonizing with Chris.
That's right.
Well, that's really awesome. So what's next for you guys? I mean, I know that COVID has screwed so much up, but a lot of even, you know, musicians that we play on Eagle have said that they've used 2020 and into 2021 now working on music and recording.
Yeah, you know, I think next for us is we're just trying to, we want to finish this album, right? And we're not in any hurry. We want the quality that you're going to hear when we're listening to these songs. We want that quality. And Jamie's being modest too, by the way. He contributed literally probably 75% of what you're listening to is all Jamie. So I want to put that out there because we're good at what we do. Me and Ryan are good at what we do. But Jamie is really the one that pulls this whole thing together. When you're hearing what you're hearing, it's all Jamie. It's amazing to watch these guys work. And he'll sit in front of that computer for hours. But, you know, the next thing is just to finish up the album and really start getting some feedback and building our fan base while this COVID's out. And, you know, start playing some live shows, see what kind of reaction we're getting. We love the music. We know that there's other people that are going to love the music as well. And so we're really excited to plug into those people. That's what we're really looking forward to.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So we'll go ahead and play now at War Within, and then we're going to come back and let everyone know where they can find this to listen for themselves. All right, so here we go with This Beating Heart and At War Within.
Great.
know we had people that just heard that. This Beating Heart, we are doing a local artist spotlight here on a Southern Comfort Sunday in Eagle 98.1, and I am in studio with the man you just heard on vocals there, Chris Kelton, and Jamie Myers on guitar, and as Chris just said, 75% of everything else that you heard on that, and couldn't make it in studio today, but you also have a bass player who was fantastic too, and Ryan Domingue, we want to give him a big shout out. So Jamie, where can I find this music, if I'm listening right now, and I just rocked my face off, which is what I like to say. Where can I hear this?
Right now, we're actually streaming the music for free on ReverbNation.com. You can find us. Just type in our name, This Beating Heart. It'll pop right up. You can find it there, and you can listen for free.
We'll go ahead and put a link to that also on the Eagle 98.1 website and my blog at Eagle981.com.
You can also go to our Facebook page, This Beating Heart on Facebook, and the links for Reverb Nation are also in there too. So, you know, we're actively working that site as well, that media site, and growing that fan base. I think when we started putting the new music out, we went from, I think, 120 people that had liked the page to pretty quickly 500 people within a week or two.
That's awesome.
It's so much fun.
That feels good too, doesn't it?
It does. It really does.
Jamie, you have another side project. You do something else. You tour also with another band. Do you want to give them a plug too?
Yes, I'm also playing another band called Zero Herd. You can check those guys out. Same thing on Facebook. You can find us. Just look up Zero Herd. It'll pop right up. And we play like the Slidell Metairie area.
Okay. So you guys do some live shows and stuff.
We do.
As much as you can anyway in a COVID
world.
That's
right. It's been really tough lately, but we're doing what we can.
Yeah. And it is coming back slowly but surely. You know, I feel that that is on the horizon. I'm finally seeing a light at the end of the tunnel for the return of live music, which is a priority. Well, in my mind, that's one of the things that I miss the most.
Sure. You know, as a local artist, we miss plugging into those people every day because we, you know, it's one thing to sit in a studio and look at each other and play music, but where you really get the rush and what we all do it for is to get out and meet new people and hear that they like our music and, you know, that dig the same things we dig. You know, we all miss that terribly.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else that you guys would like to add?
I do. I want to say hi to my daughter, Emma. I promised her I would say hi on radio to her. And she's been one of our biggest fans, and she's been wanting to tell her friends so bad. So I finally got to tell her that we were coming. She was like, oh, my goodness. So I told her.
That's awesome.
Hi, Emma. I love you, baby.
Never underestimate the coolness of a radio shout out. It will never die. Okay. Everyone
right.
loves it all the time. Well, again, thank you guys for being in studio today and, you know, letting us play your music on 100,000 watts and introducing it to everybody. And again, it's This Beating Heart. And I've been in studio today with Chris Kelton and Jamie Myers, whom you just heard. And if you would like to hear more, check out my blog at eagle981.com. Also, a shout out to Ryan, who couldn't make it today, the bass player. And I wish you guys the very best of luck in the future.
Thank you, Michelle. We sure appreciate this opportunity.